Blog Talk Radio.
I'm in the tight, and I'm swinging, and my arms are getting tired. I'm trying to beat the emptiness, but I'm running out of time. I'm sinking in the sand, and I can barely stand. I'm lost in this dream, I need you to hold me. I'm scared I'm lonely, I try to be patient, but I'm hurting deep inside. And I can't keep waiting, I need comfort late at night. And I can't find my way, won't you lead me home? I'm lost in this dream, I need you to hold me. I'm scared I'm lonely, and I'm scared of being the only kind of what seems long to all. And I'm scared the only heartbeat I hear beating is my own. And I'm scared of being alone, I can't sing the breeze when I am lost in this dream, I need you to hold me. I'm scared I'm lonely. I'm scared I'm lonely. At night, with my babies, too far to be by my side, to wipe away these tears of mine. So I hold my pillow tight, to imagine you, I stretch your hands again for mine. I'm lost in this dream, I need you to hold me. I'm scared I'm lonely, and I'm scared of being the only kind of what feels lonely. I'm scared alone.
Back together now, stitch by stitch.
cry when you fall asleep inside my arms. May not have the fancy things, but I'll give you everything you could ever want. It's in my arms. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. I will be right by your side. If I can't find your eyes, I'll be true with my love. No matter what you know, I'll be true with my love. And if you say you're okay, I'm gonna heal you anyway. Promise I'll always be there. Promise to be back here. Rub your feet, your hands, your legs. Let me take care of it, babe. Close your eyes, I'll sing your favorite song. I wrote you this lullaby. Hush now, baby, don't you cry. Anything you want could not be wrong. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. So baby, tell me yes, and I will be all yours tonight. So baby, tell me yes, and I will give you everything. I will be right by your side. If I
stay with me. Don't say it's too late, we can still stay. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. This is Poetic Therapy, and you are listening to Symphony Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, sponsored by Raw Links. Ooh, sorry, y'all. Kind of froze for a second there. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my esteemed co-host, Stanley. Stan the Maskless. How you doing, Stan?
Oh, I'm doing great tonight. How you doing, Danielle?
I am cold. I don't know what happened. I'm about to turn the heat on. I took my shower, and I've been freezing ever since. I got my robe on. I'm under my blanket. And my feet are cold. I don't know what's other than that, I'm good.
Wow.
I'm good. Yeah. I'm good. Yeah. But I can't get warm. I don't know what's going on with me right now. Maybe because the temperature dropped over here in Philly. Who knows? Who knows? But how you doing?
Well, I'm warm.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm in Alabama, so, you know. That's
okay,
kind of a given.
Okay, and even with you up in the mountains, it's still, it doesn't really get too cold at night there?
No, not during this time of year. Not really.
Okay. Not supposed to be cold this time of the year over here, but in Philly, we get all the crazy stuff. We get a combination of every kind of temperature change, weather condition, all of that mess. So that's what's going on here. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number for this program is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 to be heard and participate. We love you, too. This is Poetic Therapy, so you got something on your mind, something you need to get off, some mental stress you need to relieve, you want to talk about something, this is the spot to be. This is the place to be, you know. Other than that, before we get started, I want to send out some prayers to all the families that have that is dealing with the loss of a loved one right now. Van Meadows, John Robinson, David Mott, Pamela Teresa. They all, within the course of this week, have lost someone. And my heart goes out to them and my prayers.
Indeed.
You know, it ain't easy. So, I wonder what's going on with these folks tonight. Should we open up this first microphone? Or, matter of fact, you know, before we do, I want to know, did you bring something for us to listen to, Steve?
Well, actually, I did.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. I'll tell you what.
This is,
whenever you're ready,
this is
so Mike is yours.
Thank you, dear lady. This is called Behind Eyes. Within the depths of the mind's nethers, find a realm where dwell mists and specters, the shadowed mystic commonwealth of all dreams. In this place beyond what thought realities, subconscious dimension past daily banalities, where lives the sagas of sighs and laughter and screams. Some are strangers that invade, intruding. Others generated by experiences, infusing. But all these spectral entities by our id's design. From the deep rim of our own imaginations, comes the energy and intent of these creations. Thus the catalyst be us, so to this resign. No matter if it be as nightmares or dreams, shadowy cast performs in character and scenes, chosen deep within your subconscious identity. But take heart at the end of your slumbered trip, the shadow specter land lets loose its grip, though still can haunt you in the hallways of your memory. In peace.
You know what, Stan? You recite your pieces like they're just in your bloodstream. It's so smooth and so cool. Man, and then everything that you say is beautiful. All the pieces that you read is so beautiful. I love that. I really, really do. And your flow is so effortlessly. You don't stumble over your words. It just comes out like, you know, like the clouds floating in the sky. It's just, it is there. It's so good. Wow.
Well, thank you.
I love that, man. I love that. Yeah, thank you. Oh, Jesus, my feet are cold. All right, I'm about to, I got, after this, I'm going to turn my heat on. I can't do this tonight. You know, I brought a little something that I jotted down the other day. It's just something that was coming from me, and I had to write it down. And I call this self-care.
Oh, the mic is yours.
Thank you. The physical body is the most sacred vessel of all. It is the one your soul chooses, the one in which you reside. From your first breath taken, entering this earthly realm, to your last exhale. Sometimes seductive offers of frequent departure knock us off our center and makes us strangers to the landscape of the heart, leaving it vacant for long stretches of time. And when this occurs, the seed of the heart is often reclaimed by nature, such as rhythm, swaying your body in music and dance, the presence of children's laughter, and the natural comfort of an animal or natural sense in the air you breathe. So try not to leave the heart space vacant too long. It may need your attention. The most precious throne in the galaxy awaits your return. Be kind to yourself. You are the only you get. And that's that piece. It's
cold. Oh, I like the message in that. Yes. Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, because you know what? I stress this to people about, this is what I mean about getting a good relationship with yourself inside. Get in touch with yourself inside. The spirit is in there. That's where it resides. And all your answers are in there, too. If you start loving yourself and accepting things that are the way that they are with you, this is the way you were created, and you are beautiful inside. You don't have anything to do with your outward appearance. I know we've been through a lot, some more than others, but don't let that shape you or mold you or take away from you loving yourself, okay? You are very precious,
yeah.
Okay? We were created for a reason, and it wasn't to dislike what we see or hate anything about ourselves. Be kind to yourself. Tell yourself you love yourself. When you walk past that mirror, blow a kiss. Say hi. Keep it moving.
Yeah.
It's good for you. It's healthy. And don't hold grudges, man. Let it go. Whatever pain
you're going through,
let that shit, listen, let that shit surface so you can give it to the creator. Let him take it and handle it. It's not your job to handle that, okay, or to hold on to it. That's not how he created us, okay? Let it go. Release it. Because when you release it, I promise you, all the love and everything that you deserve and want and need will come right in. That's a promise, okay? The mushy stuff. We're going to open up this first microphone.
There we go.
We got the wordsmith up in here. I see double 34 music. How you doing, C Double?
Hey, mommy. How you been?
I've been good, actually.
Yeah.
How you been?
I had to do that for you because it's Mother's Day tomorrow. So if I don't get a chance to say it, happy Mother's Day to you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I appreciate that.
No, I'm doing well. I'm in a quiet place at the job, and I'm hoping
okay.
this thing don't cut off, because I remember last time hit one
mm-hmm.
spot and the thing dropped.
Oh.
We're not trying to hear that today.
Right? No, we're not.
I bind
especially
it.
Not before you can get in. I bind it from doing any harm or cutting you off or anything. Okay?
There we
I
go.
Manifest that. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I said.
Hallelujah.
Okay.
Stand the man. How have you been?
CWD, I've been good. We had a good day today. We had a bad winds come through here a couple nights back. We had like an 85 or 90 foot oak that overhung the home and overhung the workshop and everything else. We just finished bringing that monster down.
Hmm. Now,
so it's a good day.
Good. Now I'm hoping that both of you downloaded the pieces I created around your pieces.
I get mine on the cloud. All of it saved right
yes.
here on the cloud.
All right, cool.
Ooh.
Because, you know, after 2 weeks to a month, I got to make room for new. So if you don't download it, it ain't there.
Oh, I get all mine. And it's automatically saved in the file. I'm good.
All right. Okay, you're good. All right. And Stan the Man,
yeah.
one other
yes,
thing.
Yes, sir.
You need to be on Smooth Jazz Radio. I'm just saying.
Right? His voice. This is, you
it's
know
like,
what?
And now the Rippertons and Pat Metheny.
Oh,
oh,
wow.
What's up? I'm with you
yeah.
on that one. I'm definitely with you on that one. So, and, yo, I'm still loving everything that you do, the music in the background, to the pieces. Man, I so look forward to them all the time. Sometimes I don't catch them, but I do go back through my timeline. And if I can't find it on my timeline, then I just go and punch in your name and I find you.
I don't even have to do that.
I just go to the cloud and the whole file is right there. Everything that you post pops up in the cloud for me. So I'm good.
Okay. Well. I just want to thank all of you poets, all of my poet family for inspiring me. I mean, you took a songwriter who was trying to make it in the industry and figured out he didn't belong in the industry because he would have been a slave to the industry.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to thank you for giving me a second life.
Oh, wow. Wow. Well, jeez, I'm humbled. Oh, my goodness. You're welcome. We all are grateful yeah. to have you. We thank you.
Yeah.
For the,
I mean
for the work
it.
That
Definitely.
You do. Right back at you, love. Wow. That's awesome. Now, I want to know, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, the past few times I've been given venom. This time I'm not going to give as much venom this time. So this piece is all called I Will Not Continue This Dance of Shame.
The mic is yours.
Thank you. The strawberry taste of your nectar is nutritious and pleasurable and wrong. I don't want you in my conscience. I belong on paper to another. I don't want you becoming a fatal distraction, planning to murder my blessing. You're interrupting my sleep and clarity. With your undeniable, undefined beauty, and I've mapped out every possible position, every destination of incognito, unfilmed sections where we can sexually get down. But we both know I'm more than this. This is why your attention and attraction to me increases every second. Personality-wise, you would get oh, so on my nerves. Animalistic-wise, our kingdoms would be wild. With no need to tidy up, breaking desks, tables, and beds, as I create a choir and symphony, orchestra emanating from your voice. screaming approvals and repetition of the word yes, combined with profanity in a good way, bringing you to a climactic crescendo. I refuse to reside in fantasy because forbidden passions can go but oh so far. In this temporary tendency to be in your presence, that's why you shall never be told this confidential. Thoughts due to the reason we act upon them, like we signed a waiver form saying that we'll be sued for what has ensued. And we'd be incriminated for telling our friends how spectacular it was. Besides, I love and respect and honor and cherish who I'm with. I'm quite sure you don't give a care. You want, give it to me. You both know what this is. Be inside this dance of seduction you have examined and imagined by dimensions, moves, and the power of each thrust. The grind, the gentleness, the conversation that brings you to spontaneous combustion. You lose track of how many times you cried out for your God and let parts of your soul escape. Flesh. No matter how much we engage where you are with me, you cling, not wanting to let go, keeping me in your bondage. Your legs become handcuffs and shackles trying to enslave my sanity. Can't take that chance. Can't stay in your presence. Weak as I am, no fine lady of artistic expression, can't go there. And through this masquerade party, besides, I realized that she could be having the same REM sleep fantasy too. And this lust scene is obscene. I must end this abruptly. There you come with them double D's so succulent to the point I'm about to say, oh, fuck me. In my dreams, I surrendered to the succubus, got underneath what turned out to be ugliness, reflecting the regrets projecting in my face, my battle with my soul against the cravings from my flesh. That said, I'm so ashamed and I need help. Waking up to this monster that's smiling at me undressed. I knew why somebody's sleeping in my bed. She was good at dictating my message, request for sex. She became my Ishtar, the sex goddess I worshipped. Attempted to be impregnated by me by the third day because she was fertile and wanted my sperm in her eggs, but I woke up with fervency on my knees with a purpose, emerging from the depths and her clutches, cussing out that hussy with no discretion in my discussion. I will not dance with the devil in a red dress because what God has joined together, let no one separate. And that goes for the serpent in my woman's ear. I've got vinegar and water like holy oil on a summer's eve. I'm guilty for breaking the commandment by committing adultery. No woman will ever be dunking on me above the rim. And that's that piece.
Can I ask you something?
Go ahead.
How many women do you have chasing you? Try to get you that know that you have a woman, but you still got to let them know, look, you have to back off. It ain't sweet like that.
See, that's the point. They can still. That's the point. It's like you're not going to be mean, nasty, and cruel. You let them know that you got a woman, but you're not going to change who you really are. So when they really see a real man,
mm-hmm.
and they know they don't have it, and there's a real
mm-hmm.
man shortage,
mm-hmm.
a lot of effeminacy, they're
mm-hmm.
going to chase. They don't care. I have the ring. I'm the Lord of the Rings. But they don't want to see that ring.
Right.
They want to put a ring around the head. That's what they want to do.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. I like that line where you said this dance of seduction. Is that what you said?
Yes.
It's just certain words that I key in on. I can't help it. I can't help it. Yeah, it's just certain words they just trigger a response in me, whether it be verbally or, you know, through certain body language with me, certain words they just I hone in on and phrases. Dance of Seduction is just, I don't know, I can't even think of the word for it right now. I just like that phrase in any piece that I've heard. Oh, it just fits. And that was a great piece. That was always. Stan?
I've got to say this. I love his flow. I love his wordplay. That I'm telling you. And he's right. He's right. You could have the ring. You could have it all. I can remember when I did not wear a ring. I worked at a place where you could not keep the ring on your finger because it was a danger to you. So I kept it in my pocket, right? I'd walk around without that ring on. I wouldn't even get a hello. Let me put that ring on my finger. And it was like a damn magnet.
That is a George Costanza move right there. That's a George Costanza move right there. And see, I'm married, and I wear it, even though I shouldn't because I work in a nursing facility. But I'm gonna keep the ring on under the glove. I'm sorry to say, it's gonna be on.
Well, in my case, it was a wastewater treatment plant, and you did not want a ring on your finger around this stuff.
Yeah, I understand that.
Right. This was not a good place for the ring. Not at all. So it was in my pocket, but I'm serious. If I did not have that ring on my finger, I was fine. The minute I put it on, it was like a damn magnet.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they see the ring, and all that means to them is, I'm coming for this. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they know that you're not going to leave. They know that you're not going to leave that woman you're with.
You know what?
Exactly.
Man.
You've made this commitment. You're there. You know, that's it. I'm here.
Yeah.
It don't seem to bother them. Don't even slow them down.
It does attract them because man has always lusted for and longed for and pursued that which is unobtainable. It's just the nature of the beast in mankind. Yeah, that's it. You know, it's something that draws you to what you can't grab easily, you know. And the majority of us have that animalistic pursuit in us. And it's just the way it is. I had lost the I don't know what happened to my damn ring. It had to get replaced like 3 times. But each time that I didn't have it on, I would get approached. But when I had it on, I had all kinds of vulgar come-ons at me. It's like, is your husband married? I'm like, really, dude? Seriously? And I'm just minding my own
business. It's basically, La Perla Negra, it's basically... Yeah, you got a husband, but you know what? You can do better.
Okay. Or he ain't me. You know what I mean? Stuff like that. I'm like, why are you bothering me? You see, I'm married. And it would baffle me from time to time. But over time, I figured out what it was. You know, I like to do research. So I ask questions. What is it that attracts you to someone that's already with someone else?
They can't have them.
Betrothed. You know, and that's what they would say. You know what? I like it. It's just something. And plus, you know what? When we are with someone, we give off pheromones. You know why we give off pheromones? Because our mate still turns us on. And they don't shut off just because we depart from them. We have space between us. Okay. Knowing that we are going back home to that person, that just keeps them going. It's a certain chemical, it's a natural chemical reaction to the attraction towards your mate. And it's going to keep happening, especially if you're in a relationship where you are satisfied and you are excited about seeing that person all the time, every time. But I'm not going to go too far into that because I'm a chatterbox. But you get what I'm saying, you know?
Yes.
And that's just the way it is. You know, God designed us a certain way, and it's a natural attraction that we have, but it also, unfortunately, it attracts outsiders and vultures and greedy folks. But
my
thing
with Perla Negler is this. My thing is this.
Okay.
We're going to still be attracted whether we're married or not. We're still going to be attracted because that's what attracted us to them in the first place. But
yeah.
The thing is, knowing your boundaries. Knowing
right.
my boundary is I'm cheap. I give my money all to my wife. I'm cheap. You ain't getting none of my money. Sorry. No.
Cheap.
No, I put it right there. It's cheaper, and I ain't spending no money on nobody else unless it's myself, and I don't spend that much on me. So,
okay.
No,
okay.
Y'all can't get this. Y'all can't trap me into this. No,
I don't
care how good it looks.
That. And that is
now. I may go in the corner and rub something out, but there's another story.
There you go.
Guess what? You know what my answer is for that? Like, hey, life happens. That's it.
Yeah.
Life happens. Yes. Mm-hmm. Wow. As always, I enjoy your conversation. You know, your opinion, your insight, your pieces, your flow, everything. I'm a fan. I'm definitely a fan. And I will continue
this,
to say.
And now you just answered the question of why I have to fight these women off.
I do. I have to talk
there
about
you
this.
Go.
I, you know, this yeah. is poetic therapy. Maybe I'm getting some therapy tonight instead of y'all. So I have
right.
to talk about it. So my people, my listeners, my loved ones, everybody can hear. Maybe some people don't
yeah.
know this.
Okay.
So now he opened the door. Thank you for coming through
yes.
as always, showing love, and it's always an open mic here for you, always. I'm gonna send
Absolutely.
You over to the therapist office. Now you know I have my female therapist next door to my male therapist. So, being that you're the first one in the therapist office, you can go over there and have your choice. Put
All
your
right.
feet up.
Thank you very much. I will definitely
you
do that.
Sure. All right, thank you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic, sir.
Yeah.
Great
double
start.
34 music. Yes, an awesome start. You know, he's. I'm a fan of so many of y'all, and I get excited. And I love to listen to him spit. And he plays with the word. I love his wordplay, man. I love his wordplay.
Oh,
and
yeah.
He can always, he always brings in some nostalgia in his pieces with the music, the titles to the songs, or the lines from the songs. It's very, very nostalgic for me because he goes back to a lot of old oldies but goodies. You know what I mean, saying? So it's
oh, yeah.
Good. But, oh, man, we got another wordsmith coming up in here. We got Jordan Bell with Mind Dancer. Damn.
Here we go.
This show must be pretty good because I got the cream of the crop calling in here. Yeah, Steve Dover, now we got Jordan Bell with Mind Dancer. Damn, I must be doing something. We must be doing something right up in here, Steve.
I think so. Hey, good evening.
How you
Pearl
doing,
Nick,
Joe? The verbal mind dancer. What's going on?
I'm with Standing Man. How you feeling, sir?
Oh, I'm doing great now, man. I'm telling you, I'm on Epiphany. It's poetic therapy. The poets
hey.
Are coming in, and it's Saturday night. It don't get better.
Yes, indeed. And tomorrow's Mother's Day.
Yes.
It is. I'm not going to get too. I ain't going to be a Debbie Downer, but my thing is, and I'm very, very appreciative of the acknowledgement, but if you're a parent, the day that y'all conceived, that became Mother's Day and Father's Day. So it's every day, and that's
oh, absolutely.
I just had to get that out of my system. You know what I'm saying? So it's every day I look at fathers and say Happy Father's Day to them. I say it in my head, but I still say it. And I say it to them women, too. It's Happy
well,
Mother's
know,
Day every single day.
You say it to them with just a simple phone call, just like, hey, Mom, how you doing? You know, middle of the week, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Like you said, every
That's
day
right.
Mother's Day. Every time you show respect
right.
For a queen or
there
a
you
queen,
go.
It's their day. Absolutely.
There you go. There you go. Well, definitely. Oh, man. Some, you know, it's just the timing of certain things that's taking place around this time. Anyway, how you doing?
Good. I'm all right.
Yeah, that's what I've been hearing, man. I've been listening to you. It's like I'm following you all over the place because everywhere I call, I hear your voice, and I hear a magnificent piece. I'm like, wow, it's a treat. No, it's a treat to hear you. It really is. I get excited. I'm like, what? Yo? Oh, shit. All right.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite poets, man. I really, really admire your work, all of that.
Oh, I appreciate that. I appreciate that.
Sure. Yeah. I know you brought something great for us to listen to.
Yes, I did.
Did
yes,
you know?
I did. I bought two, but I'm going to stick with my first choice. So, yeah, I'm going to do that.
Okay. Well,
all right.
When you choose, the mic is yours.
Okay. Alrighty, here we go. Daffodils on the hill. I was on the heels of my thrills. Lattices, persona non gratis. The weeds have a habit of growing through the cracks. The 80s were like that. Part of this jargon is like a rap. Let me talk with you a minute. Minute in comparison to just living. Minuet in three-quarter time. They spin my head with colors so sublime, I could use a mojito. Spring fever type of festival. Trellises get embellished with backyard planning for whatever you care to wish. Nature is beauty. Beauty is nature. It's only natural to use the talent God gave you. Savor the look of spring. The blossoms will blossom. Some will cry for them. Let's not blow them all away. Let's not throw them away, although tomorrow they'll lay in tainted water in order to bless the mothers. No longer will they bloom. Longer will they swoon. The honeybee. Honey, please, flowers for forgotten deeds. Daffodils on the hill survive the chill, the struggle of cool and summer breezes. But the battle of allergy sneezes, the trampling just because. The blossoms will blossom. Some will cry for them. Let's not blow them all away. That's my piece. Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, I love that piece. I love that.
Thank you, Stan.
That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Always. And the way that you end it, it's like, it's a magnet. It's, oh my God, I can't find the right words to say tonight. I'm a little, I don't know, I'm a little starstruck, or I'm just stuck. I love, you
that's
know,
all right.
Your,
just,
your voice, too.
Just absorb the words, that's all. That's what the poem for, just absorb
oh, always. Words. Always. You know, I get stuck sometimes, though. I get caught up in your voice, and it takes me away from the words. But that's why I'm glad we got a playback to listen to. You know? Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
Well,
I will
post it. How about that?
Oh, yeah. You know, you sound kind of smooth. You sound real smooth when you talk. It would be hard to sit and just have a conversation with you face to face because you make a girl blush by the way you sound.
Oh,
you just
man.
Gotta you naturally it's naturally charismatic in your voice and it's just.
Well, I did have a wrong number last about 6 hours one time, so yeah, maybe.
Aha! Damn. You know what? I've had a couple of calls. Okay, I ain't gonna get into that, but I can dig that. I can definitely dig that. Yo, that's what's up.
I definitely
so, man.
Appreciate y'all having me and everything. It was good.
Oh man, you know it's always an open mic here for you.
Always welcome.
All right.
Always.
Always.
Thanks, Stan. Appreciate you. One love, one mic, y'all. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Don't worry now.
Wow. Yo, it's just, I don't know. I have a deep voice myself, but I don't know. It's just when I come across men that have that really, that I'm going to use this word again, that you can hear that machismo in your voice. That deep, rich, take charge thing. You know what y'all do? I think I'm just corny. That's why I'm getting affected by all y'all.
Well, wow, you were really caught in a crossfire then, because you just had CWD 34 and then Verbal Mind Dancer right behind it. You must be
okay.
In a state.
Oh, I'm in a state. You're absolutely right. I'm in a state. It's all right, though. It's all right. Before I open up this next microphone, let me do this real quick.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Oh, man. Stan.
Man.
About everybody's voice tonight. I don't know what it is.
Yes.
Oh. Got my diva up next. Let me open up her microphone. Hey, Diva, how you doing?
I'm wonderful. How are you, Diva?
I'm good.
Hey, Stan, how you doing, sweetie?
Speaking about those voices that can put you in a state, good evening.
Lord.
Did you hear the way you said that? Well, please? Thank you. Lord, Stan knows the deal. I am a
okay.
Stan fan, totally. Yes.
Okay.
And you know what? Okay. T-Double was right. He could be on a jazz station, and I'll be tuned in every night. For real.
Okay.
Ooh,
ooh,
I like that.
Just how smooth you are. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Goodness. Smooth. I heard that. How you doing tonight? This is VIP, ladies and gentlemen. How's it going? How you feeling, Diva?
Look, I'm good. I'm better than I was a couple of days ago, but I'm all right.
Well, that's awesome, because you know what I see? I'm manifesting this. I'm putting this out there in the air. It ain't nowhere to go but up from here for everybody.
That is true.
We are not going to stay stuck, okay? We're going to get through whatever it is we got to get through, okay? And we're going to continue to be there for each other. And work with one another and
really
show
true.
Each other some love and support. I'm going to be there for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is call me. You know I'm Helpful Harriet. Okay. But I love all of y'all, and I want y'all to understand, everybody, you know, we all are going through something. Do not stay away. Open yourself up to the love and the support that we are giving to you. Okay, because that's what we're charged to do, take care of one another. And I just want to put that out there. I love y'all. Yeah, my diva, my diva. Ooh, girl, don't forget to call me tomorrow because I know you're going to be asleep by the time the show over. But we got to talk.
Probably so.
Here we go.
She knows me very well.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, 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 as do you.
Right.
I want to know what you got going on over there in Pisney Universe. Let everybody know.
Well, Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are in the love zone that we, being me, Miss VIP, and La Perla Negra, and we are going to have a serious topic or a fun topic or a sexy topic. Y'all just don't know, so you have to come on in and see what's going on in the love zone.
Well, that's right. I love my diva voice. Oh, man. I love it. I love it. I love it.
I'm going to tell you that voice.
Okay. You know what? I'm going to tell you something before you get into your piece. Stan, when they first brought me on to the Love Zone, I used to just be enthralled in her voice. I couldn't wait for her to say something to somebody or spit her piece. I still love her voice, but it was just, I was kind of infatuated when we first started. I was like, wow, I hope I can talk, you know, easy like her one day.
I know the first time I heard her do a spoken word, someone asked me, what was the poem about? And I said, I have no idea, but I loved it.
Oh. That's so sweet. That's so sad.
Oh. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Man,
well, I feel the same way about you, Stan. I'm telling you. Yes,
oh, that's what's up. I know, because I could listen to Stan read a whole Edgar Allan Poe book. I could listen to The Crow. I can listen to The Fall of the House of Usher. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I could, all of that. Oh, man, I'm such
especially
a fan.
Especially
oh, God. Yeah, girl, girl. Oh, you're
that's
a fan
one of my
Poe,
favorite
too. That's yes. I like
of
The
course.
Fall of the House of Usher, though. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it's hard to pick from them, but I love them. And to have them narrated, oh my God!
Mm-hmm.
Can you just hear them? Mm-hmm.
I can.
Yeah.
I really can.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Now, my lovely diva, what did you bring delicious for us to listen to tonight?
You know what? I was trying to make something up, and I couldn't. And I couldn't really figure it out. But then I came across an old one, and this is called Who Am I?
All right, well, the mic is yours.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. I was created in iniquity, ended up being a blessing to those who know me. I was reinvented, refined. Not that I was bad, but I was finding me. Who am I? What a question. See, to find out who I was took many directions, which led to mountain highs and valley lows. That's the way my story goes. I'm full of love, not much hate, but don't fuck with my heart. To that, all can relate. I am a woman who needs what's free to be happy. Yet some things I like are beautiful. I'm an earth goddess, a baker, crafter, to some, a heartbreaker. I ask the Lord daily to help me be the woman he wants me to be. But who am I? I am the biggest hug to those who are in need. I am the voice of reason to those who ask. I am a woman who just wants love, loyalty, good communication, countless orgasms. Who am I? I laugh, I cry, still ride roller coasters. Whatever thrills, I'll try. So who am I? I'm an avid reader. Never wanted to be a leader, too much of an introvert. So all the good adjectives, go ahead and insert. Mostly I just want to be the best I can, just me. And that's that piece.
All right, goddess, earth goddess. you know I like a little stuff like that. That right there, that was hot. That piece was beautiful. That's right.
Thank
you.
You
know who you are. That's right. Earth goddess. Ah, shit, I would like to get that. Nah, I'm not an earth goddess. I am a goddess, but I'm not up this earth. I like that, though. That would be something nice to be tattooed on. I might treat myself. But, that piece was awesome. I love listening to you spit your pieces. That's, like I was telling you earlier, you have a powerful push behind your words and with your voice. It just radiates. It's not loud. It's soft and sultry, but it speaks volumes. And what you say is poignant. It's profound, and I love that. What about you, Stan?
I liked it mainly because it's the who am I. And then she went down all of the different facets of what makes her who she is. You know, add that to that voice, you got gold.
There you go. There you go. We just struck gold.
Thank you.
Man,
thank you so much, honey.
Man.
I appreciate
so fun
it.
Devil. Girl, well, what I'm going to do, thank you for coming through, Diva, showing me love all the time.
You know,
I'm going to set you over there in the therapist's office. He said he's waiting for you to come back. I don't know what y'all been talking about every time, but ever since, Poetic Therapy started, he has always asked for you. Has she come through yet? Please buzz her through when she gets here, because there are a lot of things we still must discuss. This lady got a lot going on in her life, and I need to be there for her. I'm going to send you on over here. Okay. Thank you for coming through,
right.
Eva. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Wow. Oh, Sookie. I mean, I just got the best of the best coming through. Oh, man. Got Venom in here. Oh, Venom. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
Hey, how y'all doing? I'm good. And Miss VIP, much love to her on that. And Stan, you right, man. That voice, man, it just does something.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
Oh my God. Okay. All right. I'm hearing you. I'm hearing you loud and clear.
Yeah, that's my diva. It is that voice. I'm telling you, I'm starstruck when we first start working together on Christmas. I'm like, wow. How are you tonight, Venom?
I'm good. I can't complain. God blessed me to be on Earth another day and to breathe another day. So I'm good. I'm above ground, so I'm good.
There you go.
Right. I know that's right. You got a lot going on out there in your world, man. You know, that show last night was therapy for me. I needed that fix. Yep, I did need that after party fix. Because I love them after parties. I'm a night wing. I'm trying to tell you, I'm a night bird. I'm trying to tell you. And I love music.
I got a confession to make. So, you know, like I said last night, it was an impromptu, and we just thought we'd just do an after party after, you know, Epiphany Radio Show, right? So even though we started not at our regular time, but it's, you know, maybe what I think we started 2 hours later than we normally start. And then when I ended, you were there when I ended, and you know what time we ended, right?
Right.
Do you know the party didn't really stop? I mean, the music stopped, but then a whole conversation started after that lasted like another hour with a bunch of the people who was online. We was all on like three-way. I said, we could have just stayed on the show.
Oh, man, I missed that. I could have stayed on and joined in.
It was with David Mott. Oh, he had me.
Man.
I was, man, y'all know I'll be having laugh attacks.
Okay. I see now y'all.
We was going back and forth.
Okay.
Yeah.
David.
We
I
was
got
going
the number
back
now.
And forth, man. It was so much fun. Stan, when I tell you, man, we was laughing. My eyes feel like they still swollen. My stomach was hurting. My jaw was still hurting.
I know, yeah.
Jason, we was and we could have kept going. It was so funny because he kept saying, I'm glad I came through, bro. He said, man, you've been telling me to come. I said, man, I've been telling you to come through. This is what we do.
Yes,
we just have fun, you know.
Yes.
And then this morning I wake up, Mama O was texting me, I want that playback.
Where did that? Yeah, I know. Okay, I want it too.
I'll send it to you. I can send it to you.
Yeah,
that
I want to put my beard in. You know what? Because I don't want to have to talk to you about this again. Can you just automatically send me the playback? Because I always want to listen to the shows that I've been on. I love your show, man. I love your show.
Thank you.
Y'all sound
fun.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm doing a real quick before I'm tomorrow. I want you and Brother Stan too as well, but definitely you tomorrow night. I'm doing a show specifically, a music show strictly for the lady, for Mother's Day.
Oh.
And like I said, send me anyone can, before the show, now, whatever, that he can hear me or hear my voice. They can send me an inbox and give me three songs that they would like to hear, and I will play them for Mother's Day. And we're going to hook that up. So it's going to be fun tomorrow night. It's going to be fun. I mean, because a lot of people, and I heard what you said, when you first give birth, right away, you're a mother, you're a father,
Yep.
But to me, it's more so because there's been, a lot of people who don't have their moms no more, like myself. My mom passed, it's been since 05, and I miss my mom. I was going to do a piece about her today, but I changed my mind because I didn't want to be all jacked up. But I just think about parents who are parents who have children, or maybe they're not able to spend, Mother's Day with them. Maybe they're in a different area, different state. So tomorrow night they can come and hang out with me, grab some your favorite bottle of wine, and just chill,
man.
Whatever you drink, and just enjoy the night on me, that's what I'm gonna do tomorrow night,
Right.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's so beautiful. You know what? My Mother's Day changed for me back in 2012 because that was the morning that I got the call that my mom had passed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still nostalgic as far as the commercialism of it, but it's just something, it's just a little piece of me is missing. You know what I mean? So, I understand about you not having your mom. Yeah. But can you please do me a favor? When you get a chance to, can you go to the event page and post that information? You put your post in there phone number, all of that. Also put underneath of it that, what you said to me you know, not too long ago about coming through, you know, and this is mm-hmm. dedicated to the mothers and the music and everything.
Yeah.
I like you. You know what? I love music. Okay. Music is in my blood.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
I love music.
Yeah.
So when you're playing music, and I like everything that you play. Because I'm versatile. Like you say, I'm very versatile.
Yeah.
You might get some hard rock one day, some headbanger
yeah.
music.
Yeah, oh, that was funny.
Or you might get some
last
R&B.
Night. That's right. Joe, when Brother Joe, and shout out to Brother Joe, man. That's my man. Man, me and that dude go way back. But look, last night when he broke out the Betty Davis one, I was like,
mm-hmm.
man,
oh, my God.
I was like,
yeah,
wow, you really? Huh?
Yep, I was in here playing the air guitar. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. I'll be getting it in, Stan. I mean, I'm a music dude,
Don
so, Della, you know.
Yeah.
And I was waiting. I had a song. I had an old song that I was going to play for Mama O, but remember, she was on a Laterne, you know.
Remember
last
night? Yeah.
Don't get me started.
It was nature.
But
it
yeah.
was nature.
Yeah, yeah. It was nature.
Yeah,
it was nature. I was
laughing so hard.
Oh, that's what I'm telling you. That's what the after party was all about too. We were laughing so hard.
Oh, wow.
So, but I had a song. I had an old school song. I was gonna break out some Etta James. I was gonna break out with Etta James
Ooh.
For her, right? Mm. And so you know,
yeah.
I mean, my music, my mind for music is diverse. I mean, I go all the way back in the days, you
mm-hmm.
know, to my parents.
Mm-hmm.
They used to have the 16s and the 45s and the 33s, you know, and
yep,
I grew up
with
all of that.
Thing.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
you know,
yep,
so
yep.
it's like they had all of these old school music that was played in the house. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I didn't have no choice but to lump it or love it, and I chose to love it, and It never left me, so I've always been a music head, you know. And when I got into my hip hop and my music and everything, I was like,
mm-hmm.
okay, all
mm-hmm.
right, this is where I am. And then I seen the cross between, you know, the mixture of old school to new school. And even though right now hip hop is to me is not nowhere what it is, I don't listen to today's. I'm old school hip hop, you know, always will
okay.
be, you know. But when it comes
yeah.
to my R&B. My R&B, man, mm-hmm. I mean, I can take it, you know, I go all the way back, you know, in the days. So it's like I just sit there, man. It'd be like on certain days, you know, I have my rainy music, right? Even though I'm out west,
yeah,
we don't get that much rain. But I have my rain music, you know, and then I got my summer music. And so
yeah.
summer, I'm playing a lot of old school, old 60s, 50s, 60s music, you know, going into, and I go by years when I play my music all the way up to the current where we are, you know. And so, yeah,
mm-hmm.
it's what it is. It's what it is.
That's what I'm talking about. What's your sign?
I'm a Scorpio.
I knew you was a water sign. I was saying to myself, that's a water sign. You got to be. I
yeah.
knew you were a water sign.
I am
that's
the stinger. Yeah, you know,
oh,
so, I mean.
Yeah. I knew you was a water sign, and I said Scorp, too. That's what's up. At first I called Gemini, but I said, no, this is water.
Oh,
nah,
it's no,
water
no,
in him.
No.
I know now, trust me. I know Gemini, honey, and I know Scorpio, too. Yeah. Definitely. That's who's, but yeah. But see, I'm a Pisces, so I click. Oh,
see, now that's the sign
everybody.
That I always get along with is a Pisces. Always,
mm-hmm.
always. The Pisces
mm-hmm.
and a Sagittarius. I get along with them like crazy. If we always been like, what they say, what's this? Two peas in a pod, you know? I'm good.
There
you
go. You
know?
Yep. I'm two peas in a pod with anybody I hook up with. I'm trying to tell you. I click with
yeah.
everybody. But I do
yeah.
take notice to certain characteristics that are similar to, you know, what they say the sign is related to. And, oh, man, my best friend was a Sagittarius, and I miss her every day. God, I miss her. My mother was a Sagittarius. My cousin was a Sagittarius. My ex was a Sagittarius. I know Sagittarius,
wow.
okay? I know
mm-hmm.
Sagittarius. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have every sign in the zodiac in my family multiple times.
Oh, wow.
Geminis, Cancers, Aries. I have 2 Aries children, okay?
Really?
Yes, I do. And a Leo. I'm dealing with all fire signs in my house. Okay.
Man, you ain't lying.
And guess what?
Wow.
Man, I got just enough water in me to douse those fires, and they know it. So they don't, you know. They don't listen to me too much.
That's what's up.
I have a good time.
I was scrolling trying to figure out what I wanted to do tonight, but I'm going to stick with, I just found a piece that I have not done in so long, and I'm going to just, I hope I can do it justice the way I used to do it, even though I know I haven't, but I'm going to still do it because it's very dear to me, and this piece is a piece that needed therapy. That's why I picked it.
Well, you're at the right place.
Yeah.
Well, welcome to Poetic Therapy, and the mic is yours.
All right. The title of this piece is entitled, My Soul is Crying Out. My soul is crying out, but it's like nobody hears it. I'm guessing it's like it's the unknown, so people fear it. Tears are streaming down my face, but it's as if they're invisible. It's evident that they're there because I can see the stains truly are visible. You see, I'm drowning in emotion that just won't leave. You see, my soul is aching, and I just can't believe it. I'm searching everywhere, but I still have no peace and not even one piece of tranquility to call my own. Now I sit in this room all alone, singing the same sad song, wondering will things get better for me. I will it just, continue to see be the way that it is. You see, my soul is crying out. Can you hear me? You see, I've cried so much that the tears begin to bleed. No longer do they fall. And I just plead to God, please take this pain away from me. Wipe the blood-stained tears so that maybe I could be free. And then I can be me. You see, I write until my pain continues to hurt my fingers. And even if I'm finished, the pain there still lingers. What's worse, my heart, it fucking bleeds through my eyes. You see, I try to run from this, but I can't run and hide. As the force that really makes me want to make a decision and decide what shall I do. You see, I don't have the words. I don't even have the thoughts. It seems as though when I do, all they do is just depart. You see, I spill this ink for what? Because the pain is still here. The pen that I have, the emotions that I have on this pad, what is it there for? I still have fear. You people just don't get it. My soul is crying out, and no one's listening to me. My soul is crying, for it knows each day is a different fight. But somehow, I have to get it right. And despite my plight, I see that I can still sit here and be consumed in this tomb, trying to be alone. You see, I'm surrounded by people, yet I'm still alone. Got people there who say that they care, but really, I'm just telling you, I'm alone. Got tears that falls that no one else can see but me, because I feel so alone. I've been alone so long that I don't even know how to be me. Do anyone hear Venom? I'm crying out. I'm asking, can you hear me? Please help me. Please do whatever you can to speak to me. Say the words to save me, because my time is running out. Instinct.
Wow. Wow. I feel like I need to run to where you are and give you a hug. Seriously.
Really?
Oh, wow.
That is some serious isolation there. Wow.
Hey, thank you. That piece is very dear. I was going through a little something way back in, I see when I wrote it in 2011, and I was going through something really bad at a bad time. And, I try to not be a person who gets down and be depressed and all of that, but I was just felt like, you know, you can mask what you're going through. You can have a smiley face in person in front of everybody, but when you're all alone is when it comes crashing down on you. And it's like, man, why didn't somebody say something? Why didn't somebody at least touch me and say, you okay? Nobody would say nothing. They would think, oh, he's a happy-go-lucky guy, you know? But I was really going through something at a bad time. And, I finally got out of it after a while, and someone really did really reach out to me, you know, and talk to me. And I broke down on them, you know, like, okay. And then I was like, all right, I'm good. I'm better. You know, I just needed to get that out. And so I thought about when I wrote that, I said, I need to write what I was feeling, but put it in a way where people can understand, like, hey, people, you can walk past somebody, you never know what they're going through unless you stop. And some people say, hey, man, how you doing? But they don't want to really hear how you doing. You know, they don't want to hear that part. But you really going through something. And sometimes people just need just a few minutes to say, hey, man, you know, you good? Let's talk. How's things going, you know? And then you open up and you don't know how much better you will feel by just opening up a little bit. So, yeah, that's what it is.
That's one of the one things we have as poets that gives us an advantage is we can bleed. We can bleed that ink.
Yeah.
We can get that out.
Yes, we can.
I agree, man. I agree.
Okay. And sometimes all we need is for somebody to ask us, you all right? How you doing?
That's it,
That sometimes right there, that's an opening for us to get some relief from therapy. You know, pressure burst pipes, and we have to get it out some kind of way, some form or another. So... Man, but it's like you said also, Venom, people will ask you, but they don't really want to hear it. They just saying it, you know. And but you learn, you know, like it is what it is, and you keep it moving, you know. So it is what it is. I'm fortunate because I have people that really do want to know if I'm okay. So I'm blessed, you know.
And see, that's what you need. You need people. Yeah. You need people like that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, because, it has times in my life where, you know, I'm always that dude that checks on other people. I've always been that dude. You know, if I haven't seen you or heard from you or, you know, especially if it's on Facebook, like, you know, I'll be like, hey, I ain't seen you. I would text you and be like, hey, or inbox you and be like, hey, you good? What's up?
Yes.
Where you been? What's that? You never know. And I done been through it with some people who really have been, you know, in that situation. They would say, man, such and such passed in my family, and they didn't put it on Facebook, but they just keeping it to themselves. Nah, man, you gotta let somebody know what's up, you know?
And
let that be known.
That's right.
So, yeah.
That's right. We're supposed to communicate with one another. Do you really think the Creator put us down here not to communicate with one another?
Right.
That is the dumbest. I'm trying to tell you, stop people. Stop staying away. Really. It's people out there that care about you. It really is. It's people out there that do love you. And all you got to do is reach out to them and let them know. You know, give them a sign that you're okay. Right, because we need to know. We got to keep in touch. This is what I was talking about earlier. Please stay open. Be transparent to the ones that love you and that care about you, because there is somebody out here that cares about every single human on this planet. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
There's not one person that somebody doesn't care about. They might get caught up in a certain situation and seem that way, but trust me, there are people out there that love. It's love for everybody. It's enough to go around for everybody. We got to stop keeping it to ourselves. You know what I mean? And stay open to it. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Y'all got me pouring out tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what we do, man. That's what we do.
Yeah.
Hey, y'all said it's poetic therapy, so we got to talk it
absolutely.
Out. Let's talk it out.
Yes.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, y'all. I'm going to go and chill, and I'm going to go to the event page and put that in there. And now it's under poetic therapy event page, or is it just the epiphany?
It is poetic therapy, but it's in the epiphany radio. But it is poetic therapy.
Okay.
I think just go to where I sent you the invite, and it'll take you right to the page. All right. Thank you, Venom, for coming through. One love, one mic.
Thank you for having me.
One love, one mic, man.
All right, my brother. Take care.
You too.
Wow. How awesome is this? I'm just getting superstars coming through here, man. And I'm loving it. Wow. Speaking of superstars, we got a superstar from one of them stars that's over the skies in Canada. We got us a Lady A. How you doing, Lady A? Welcome to Poetic Therapy.
Wow, got through fast tonight. How's everybody?
Oh,
man, this is the night tonight.
Yeah.
Yes. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I'm doing okay. I'm looking forward to listening to the rest of the show. It's a little bit late getting on, but better late than never.
Indeed.
All right. We got time because honestly, we don't have a lot of callers, so we got time. You talk about what's on your mind. You know what? One thing I want to say, though, and someone else said this is the exact words, the more I listen to you, the more I like you. Every time I hear you, it's just you coming with something fresh and new, and it's just I just notice a difference in you. I see you seem to be, I don't even know how to say it. It's just I'm getting more and more in tune with what you are saying in your pieces, and I love it. I can relate to it, and I love to hear you. When you first started calling, you was a little nervous, and I can hear it. But now you just like cool beans. You like da 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 da.
I'm feeling more comfortable. I think I didn't feel at home, I guess, at first, and I'm beginning to feel at home. So that's a good thing.
Well, you should be. Well, you Excellent. Are. You home. You are home. You're in Epiphany, baby. This is home.
It's been an eye-opening experience in a lot of ways, and a lot of the poetry that I hear saddens me because I'm not saying that we don't have any prejudice in Canada, but we really, really don't have it like it is in the States, and it shocks me. It absolutely shocks me and saddens me to my core because, I don't see life like that. I don't see the differences. And that's probably too the way that I was brought up because my mother never tolerated any kind of prejudice at all. We were taught to love one another and respect and enjoy the diversity. I lived in a neighborhood where there was the ethnic backgrounds were from all over the world, and so it was like it was a spice bowl, of everybody. I remember on Saturdays I used to go to Hungarian dancing, traditional dancing classes with a friend of mine. There was so much to learn from all the different backgrounds. I'm Irish background, and my father took to the drink. But, you know, like, well, they, my father, like, you know, they say that Irish people drink a lot, and they'll use the terminology. Like, he took to the drink, you know, the drinking booze.
Yeah, they do. They
yeah,
do.
And
my grandfather was Irish, and trust me, honey, he loved his beer.
Yeah,
his beer.
My dad loved his a little too much, but I, you know, Saturday mornings we would go to the market. It was called the Atwater Market. My dad and I, and it was a place you had, you know, the beef was hanging, the pigs were hanging, you know, there was blood on the aprons of the butchers and the vendors, and it was such a variety of things, and all of them spoke a different language, all from all over the world, and it was fascinating to me to go there. And so I was brought up in a very diverse area with so many different nationalities. And so to me, it's almost foreign to hear the lament that I hear in a lot of the poetry. It's, you know, and I think I'm quite empathic as well. And I went to New Orleans, and first time I was ever in Louisiana. And there were all kinds of things to do and everything. It was a culture shock going there. And the homeless on the streets, laying flat out on the streets, like, just, it was unbelievable to me. And but one place that I did go to, and I'll tell you, is it was an antebellum home that I went to, an antebellum plantation, a San Francisco plantation, it was called. And it just struck me so heavily because you had this magnificent plantation home done in the Steamboat Gothic style, and then you had the slave quarters that were still standing. Mm-hmm. And in the backyard, there were gardens and this great big tree. It was very much like Scarlett O'Hara sitting under the tree. But it was eerie, I tell you. It was haunting because this plantation was run by 89 slaves. And as much as the beauty of that era, as far as the dress and the homes, and that's it was haunting because you couldn't even really enjoy it because that the souls were speaking. The soul, you could hear it, you could feel it, and that has been with me my whole life. Like, that was quite a long time ago that I went there when I was in my 20s. So for me to hear and see the treatment of black people in the United States in this day, anytime, is so hurtful. Like, I can't get my brain around it. And the other, I really can't. And I feel, you know, sometimes things are said about white people, and I want to yell, say, I'm not one of those. I'm not like that, you know. And that part hurts me too because, and especially where I live, like, we're not like that here. And I'm not saying I'm not being naive when I say that. Because there's plenty of prejudice in other areas. We have our own issues, French and English and all that kind of stuff. There's all kinds of... But not to the point where you have such violence and killing and hate. And, oh, look, it just breaks my heart. I can't even tell you. And so...
Here's the thing, Lady A. You were raised in a household where diversity was embraced.
Yes.
Unfortunately, in our country, hate can be inherited. It is drilled into a child's mind from the time they're old enough to understand words. It is inherited from one generation to the next.
all the nonsense, all the stereotypes, all the generalities, all of it inherited.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that's where all the battle is. It's easy to change the hearts and minds of someone with an open mind who's had some experience in the world. But when you live in an enclosed area where your peers, your elders are constantly telling you, this is what the world is, this is what these people are, it damn near gets ingrained to the DNA. And that's what our battle here is, trying to change those hearts and minds.
Yep, you're absolutely right, Stan. I grew up in a diverse home as well. My mother always taught us. It was nothing really to teach to the younger children, such as I was a baby girl, and there were I have two siblings under me as well, and then I have a lot of nieces and nephews, and because of the acceptance, and there was no judgment, no judgmental looks, or no change in attitude. Whoever came through the door, they just came through the door, and that was it. And we didn't see the color. I didn't start experiencing prejudice and racism until I damn near got grown. I was like in my late teens.
Wow.
Because I was brought up in a house. Now, there was an issue with complexion in my household, but that's a whole different story. That was in my
house.
But anybody from the outside world, there was no difference. Everybody was welcome and everybody was accepted for who they are, and that's it. There was no difference. So I understand what you're talking about. And you know what, Lady A? It is heartbreaking when your eyes are open to what's actually going on. It is very, very heartbreaking because you don't understand because that's not where you're from. So I get what you were saying.
And the other part of me is like, when is it going to stop? When are we going to be able to look at each other and look at each other as being human beings and people? Like, how do you continue to remember, which is very important. We have to remember the history. We have to remember the past. But we can't have it destroy our present and the future, because where's the hope going to go? Where does hope fit in?
Exactly.
I know that I probably sound very naive about it all, but I think that, and I grew up, I was a very young kid, but I remember Martin Luther King, and I remember the protests. I remember John F. Kennedy and the hope that we had. As a young kid, I was like, 10, 11, 12 years old, and then as I became a teenager, the Vietnam War, all of those things were at our fingertips because Martin Luther King had a dream. And today I think, what would he say today of that dream? And we had it at our fingertips. We had it in our hands at that time. I remember this, feeling so happy about it, feeling even, overcoming all of these horrible things that were going on, that there was hope, that there was a place to look forward to. I feel like it's been destroyed, and the reason I think it's been destroyed is it's a multi-level factor. But I think poverty has played a huge role. Why are we sending people to the moon and to Mars when we can't? When we have people hungry and homeless, why are we doing that?
Can't even get it together down here, and they want to.
Yes.
Yeah.
They want to colonize different planets. But you can't even get yourself together on this planet.
Exactly.
How are you going to take some try and build up there, and you can't even get together what's going on down here? So you're right. You're absolutely right.
And what world are you going to build up there if you bring the same old with you?
Exactly.
Yep. That's right.
Exactly.
That's right. You're not taking nothing new with you.
And I think we still have to have hope. But we have to solve the issue of poverty, and you'll see drugs disappear. You know, promote
mm-hmm.
education, put your money into education,
mm-hmm.
healthcare, and you'll see
mm-hmm.
a different society. We have big drug problems up here, too. Don't get me wrong. And we have poverty,
mm-hmm.
too. We also have
mm-hmm.
all kinds of organizations that are making a difference, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And the money, yeah, we spend money on taxes paying for our health care, but I'll tell you something. I don't have
mm-hmm.
to worry about walking in any hospital and not getting any care, no matter what.
There you go. Yeah.
You know.
And it should be that way over here, but unfortunately, to have people living the, you know, up to standard, living right and not be living in poverty and be comfortable and healthy and earning, you know, being decent and not having to deal with that is not profitable for the bigwigs.
Oh, that's exactly right.
You know,
and
the powers that be don't want that.
No. And it's a huge, huge, huge issue. But homelessness, you know, like upwards to 95% of the homeless men on the streets in North America, or in the United States
mm-hmm.
in particular, are veterans.
Mm-hmm.
What a disgrace.
Yeah, yeah they,
you know?
They get it the worst because they sacrifice and they fight. And then they come home and they're treated like crap. And it's like their battle never ends because they should have a certain life given to them. You know what I mean? A certain lifestyle afforded them, and it's not like that. And it's really, really sad. And we have so many abandoned buildings. What kind of contradiction in terms is that? You got homeless people, but you got abandoned buildings. It doesn't make sense.
It doesn't.
Make any
sense.
No,
but
every time
you hit the nail on the head, though. There's
it.
No profit in it. There's no profit in giving
That's
to
it.
The needy.
That's right.
There's no profit
That's
in it.
It.
It's like these
yeah.
vaccines that are going out. They're big farmers making billions of dollars. You think they're doing that out of the goodness of their heart? They're raking in
no.
the dough.
Yes, they are. And it's always a hidden agenda. The truth will
yeah.
never be exposed. They will never divulge the truth to us. It has to get exposed. You have to research, you know what I mean, and pay attention to what's going on, not be so hasty in diving into the idea that's put upon you, you know, and not being so quick to be sold on this dream. It's a facade.
Yeah.
It's all a facade. And I'm awake.
Yeah.
I understand.
That's the whole point. You realize, you think about this. We are still
mm-hmm.
one of the most wealthy nations on this planet. But we,
mm-hmm.
the United States, is the only modern Western civilization that still profits from the pain of their people.
Uh-huh.
We're the only
yep.
one. We are the only
yep.
ones.
Yep. Greed. Greed runs
yeah.
this country. And the civilization
period.
That we live in, it's greed, and that's what messes up everything, okay? You got homeless people and hungry people, people that are starving, but you got restaurants
yeah.
throwing food in the trash. You know what
yeah.
I mean? And it don't make sense. This whole thing is just a one big contradiction in terms. That's all it is. Everything is twisted around and backwards, because it's
yeah.
a lot of it's a lot of dark energy on this planet. That's why, and it's seductive to some people, and they give into it, and they will fight to the death to stay feeling that energy, to be in that energy, you know. And that's just
yeah,
the way it is.
It's
sad.
So unnecessary too, you know, but I get so, like, my rose-colored glasses, you know, break quite often, so it's kind of,
mine
it's
too.
Hard to face some of the realities, you know, and
yeah.
I guess part of me too with the beginning of calling is I felt like I almost felt like I had to apologize because I was white, and I all I wanted to be and all I want to be is a poet and a person
mm-hmm.
sharing with other poets and persons. It's as simple as that.
That's the way it should be. That's the way it should be. The thought of being ashamed of something or feeling you had some part to play in it because you resemble the ones that are doing the bad, it should never come to mind. It should never be a part of you at all. You should never feel that way. But because of, like I said, this dark energy and this greed, it brings about a whole slew of bad things. It brings about envy, hate, jealousy, you know, just everything. And it shouldn't be that way. People have vendettas against people that haven't done anything to them, you know? And it's horrible.
And, you know, despite your history, there's remains and has for centuries your culture, where you came from, you know, the history of your people and all of that for. And I think that is such a rich, beautiful possession to have, is where you came from. It's like our First Nations people, it's the same thing. And I mean, they're part, oh my God, the way they live on those reserves, and they're in all over North America, and they have this beautiful culture that was practically stamped out of them, you know. Anyways, I celebrate. I celebrate human beings. I celebrate the cultures. I celebrate who people are, and I love to be a part of it.
Oh, yeah. But you're one of the good ones. That's why you're one of the good ones. That's just the way it is. And I'm, you know what, I'm glad to be associated with you, to know you, because I'm one of the good ones.
Oh, I love you guys, too. And, I mean, I'm happy to be, and I've talked way too much, I'm sure, but I just...
Not really. You are actually our last caller, so you can go on.
Oh,
on,
okay.
On.
It is late, isn't it?
Yeah. It's almost 11 o'clock.
Let's celebrate.
No, let me do a... hold on 1 second. Let me get the station identification. It has to be done. But hold on. Just a couple seconds.
You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town. This is Radio. Your number one hit station.
This is Song. And you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Ladies and gentlemen, as the snippet says, this is Epiphany Radio, and you are on Poetic Therapy. I am your host, La Perla Negra, and I am joined by my esteemed co-host, Stan the Man Phillips. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1. You have approximately 13 minutes to call in. And you can put your hand up, be heard, or you can just listen in. Those of you that are streaming online, you definitely will get cut off at 11 o'clock because Blog Talk Lady don't pull no punches. She don't care. She's rude. She's ignorant. She will cut you off. You won't hear nothing else. So you have the number to call in. I'm going to repeat it for you one more time. It is 319-527-6300. Press that 1. All right. And we are here. We're going to hold Lady A hostage since she's our last caller. And we got some time to chit-chat and all that good stuff, because I don't think she gets a chance to talk enough sometimes. So now you do. A Poetic Therapy.
Thank you. Yeah. There's, I did bring a poem, though. I can read you a dark one, or I can read you kind of a happier one.
Let's
let you choose.
Happy.
All right.
Happy. Yeah.
We need a boost. So, you ready? The mic is yours.
Okay, this is called Emotions Depicted. I wrote this 6 years ago. They melt a hardened heart like iron in a forge. They satisfy a craving soul, like sinners need a church. mysterious and haunting, the kind that draws you in. They echo to the moon and back. They are felt beneath the skin. Beautiful and lovely, they whispered, when whispered in the air, they mix and mingle softly, waken sultry passions rare. These emotional depictions, these celestial nouns and verbs, are as vital as my beating heart, the sweetly spoken word. End poem.
Oh, man.
Oh, beautiful sentiment. I like that.
Yes, it is. Aw. Like, you just go, oh, so sweet. I love it. I do. That was beautiful. That's what I'm saying. Your flow is so good now. And I love to sit back and listen to you. And the way you end your pieces is just, like, right before you say end poem. It's like,
thank you.
Oh,
I love
beautiful.
It. I love writing.
Oh, that's the stuff. It shows. It definitely shows.
Yes.
Oh, what's going on with my girl Bella? I haven't heard from her in a minute. I'm going to get her. You better deliver that message to her too, lady. Hey, let her know. I'm going to get her. I ain't heard from her. She better call in and start playing.
I haven't heard from her either, so that tells me that she might not be feeling well. And,
okay.
Yeah. And
well,
sometimes she works. Yeah. I'll message her, though.
She go out to her.
Yeah, and isn't she fabulous, though? I just, oh, my God.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes.
She
oh,
is
man.
An absolutely. I have never read any other poet that has anything near what she writes. She's magnificent.
She is magnificent. And, I mean, she's got a lot of us charmed by her. She's so sweet. She is so, so sweet. You know, it's not just her voice, but it's her personality as well. Oh, my good. Oh, we done lost her. We lost Lady A, Stan. Oh, man. Oh, well, I'll tell you what. What I'm going to do is I'm going to read another piece for you. Stan, you got another piece?
Yes, I do, but ladies first.
All right. I'll read this. Okay. I call this lovemaking. No, yeah, I'm going to do ever-changing time because I haven't read that in a long time. She tried to catch it before it hit the ground, but the shattered pieces of her heart just slipped through her fingers, getting trampled on by passersby, cast aside once again by love exist through heartache. She wonders what she did to love for it to keep treating her this way. She wonders if love is supposed to be this way, then when will it be through with her? Will it ever stay? Once upon a time, her dreams held her tight. And once again, she no longer sleeps at night because her pillow was carried away on a river of tears. Sun peeking through a ray of light peekabooing through slightly opened blinds, touching puffed eyes with dried tears over crusted lids, letting her know night is coming on again. But to her, it's all one and the same. Just time still passing with no love in sight. She can't understand why nothing ever changes in these ever-changing times. Mess that piece.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Where's my love? You know, times have changed, days have changed, people have changed. Where's mine? Many people go through that one.
Yeah, that was after I got my heart broke from some news that I had come upon, and I had really put my heart into the relationship, and it was shattered, and I was crying, and I was writing this. I'm like, when is this shit going to change? when is this going to stop happening to me? What am I doing? You know what I mean? So that was one of the pieces that came out of that heartbreak. It actually turned out to be all right. So, Stan the Man Phillips, whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
This is Freed Love. Love can lead one to obsession. To possess becomes our passion, and tightly to our hearts we take a hold. Desperately we cling to others, as if infant clutching onto mother. None wants to be alone, solitude's cold. But love, a living, breathing entity, needs space to grow and find identity, and can blossom out to its full potential. Held too long, not having liberty, can stifle the life of a soul-born entity. A heart's choice, a paramount essential. So in your ardor, do have a care. Realize the gift of time is shared, but all souls need their space if love proceed. No golden cage or too firm grip will ever hold measure or eclipse. The heart choosing you did so because it's freed. In peace.
Oh, my God. Dude, you got... Yeah, you know you're one of my favorites.
Thank you.
You know, you leave me in awe because your voice, your flow, and I'm like, you know what I'm saying to myself when you're reading? I wonder if he's reading this off of a piece of paper, off a computer screen, or is this just coming from inside? Is this coming from memory? It's just I'm amazed at you.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah. And I've got to say it, your writing, it does. It touches hearts. It does.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. That's what my award was, Best Heartbreak Female Poet. That's what they gave me, and I love it, and I wear it proudly. Yes. Thank you. Thank you. Well, it looks like we got a couple callers up. Put their hands up. So we're going to let this caller in. All right. We went from the Lady A to a Just J. Welcome to Poetic.
What's going on,
man? How you doing?
Hey. I came in to get on some of this jungle fever y'all got going on in here.
Oh, no, you did. Jungle fever. Y'all just hooking me up with everybody. Lord, Lord, Lord. That's all right. That's all right. It's
congratulations,
how you
Stan.
Doing?
She's a beauty. I'm all right. You picked the cream of the crop, brother.
Oh, wow. I'll take that. That's what's up. Thank
yes,
you.
There you go.
You are just good playing, Danielle.
Oh, thank you.
Hold on one second.
Okay. That's what's up, man.
Hello?
Well,
yeah, somebody asked me if
yeah.
I need Geico and my warranty on my car insurance is up. But anyway.
Oh, man.
Always. Who do you think would win out of Scam Likely or the car insurance people calling you?
No. Who was the first one?
You got the Scam Likely. Okay,
right.
It pops up. And then you got the insurance people, the warranty on your car is running out, people. All the time.
You know what?
I don't even have a car.
I think we need to give them medieval weapons and set them in an arena, and we need to see who would win that war.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Pay-per-view, you know what I mean?
Yes. There you go.
I would love to see Flo from a Geico commercial get it come up.
Oh, man.
No, no. Flo, Flo don't have no chill. She has zero chill. I love my girl Flo. Yeah.
Oh, but my boy Mayhem. Don't forget about my boy Mayhem now.
Oh Lord. Yes.
But
no.
Yeah.
That would
I think we need
cool.
to go ahead and send that in to somebody.
Yeah. Yep.
Put it out there. That's what's up. Man.
Yeah, they got a lot of reality shows going out here. That would be a good one. Yes, ma'am.
Right. Okay. Why not? Shoot. I mean, I've seen some of the dumbest reality shows in my life.
But Danielle, it doesn't help if you watch them to the end. It doesn't help if you watch them to the end. If you watch it to the end, then you're just another customer.
That's right. I don't even. Let me tell you something. I haven't had my television on since football season ended. I don't watch TV. And the news is depressing. And I live in a bad land, honey. They call this Little Beirut where I'm at. Okay?
Right.
I see what's going on. Okay.
Right. You don't need no man filtering it to you. About what's going on now. You already know what's going on.
Yup, I'd rather grab a book and have a nice piece of crystal and, you know, put out some good energy or something, burn some sage or something. I don't need it.
Yeah.
I don't need it in my life. Because I got the creator with me. And anything that I need, he will provide. I'm trying to tell you, I'm good.
I'm glad to hear this. I really am.
Oh yeah. Trust me, honey. I love. I'm peaceful. I'm very, very peaceful. So I don't miss any.
You are not peaceful. I'm gonna have to go ahead and back you up on that one, right? You're not the most peaceful person in the world.
Man, did you hear us as well?
Yeah, I heard Stan not immediately come to your rescue.
I knew it was going too good. See?
Now, you know, more times than not, you're peaceful. Now, that's
from
a diplomatic dodge.
Y'all just coming for my head tonight. Okay, I'm a prop tonight. I'm a prop.
Nah, you tough guy. You can take it. That's one of your shining graces that you have a lot of dexterity, and your stamina is up there. You coming in second to Van as far as being able to do these shows night in and night out. And I didn't think nobody would be a close second to him, but you are running in here close second, man.
Wow. Thank you. Wow,
the only thing you got to do now is to come on the Poetry Corner this Tuesday.
You would put that out there, wouldn't you?
No. Right. You ain't about to run. You is not about to run. It is time.
I'm not running. I'm going to come on there. I've been threatening to come on for a minute, and I'm going to do it.
Come on this Tuesday. This is going to be my last Tuesday.
Why? Why are you laughing?
Come on this Tuesday. It's going to be my last Tuesday, girl.
All right. I got you.
Go have a ball.
Jesus. Oh, Lord. I got to get myself together. All right.
You got this. Come on, man. Don't be like that. Don't be like that. You got this. Once you go ahead and do it, you're going to wonder why you haven't been doing it.
All right. I'll be on there.
It's the same way you probably said about being a host on this poetry show. I can't do that.
I second-guessed myself for a long time. And then...
Now you're probably doing it like three nights a week to play it.
Yeah, I am. You're right. See, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I need. I need that kind of motivation to kick me a little bit. That's what I need to hear, stuff like that. Because
consider yourself cake.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah, that's how the universe works. You know, they send it your way. And, you know, it's all good. I appreciate it. I really do. That's what I needed.
I'll be looking for you, man.
All right. How many pieces do y'all do?
19 to 20. Somewhere around it. It feel like it.
Jay, you playing.
Yes.
You playing. Yeah, all right.
No, it's about three to four pieces. But you know what? It's almost like a mini feature. It's almost like a mini feature whenever you go on there, because whenever you go on for a feature, you're only going to do about three or four. You know what I mean? So then that's about what we do over there. So I mean, have you been featured yet, Danielle?
I've been featured twice, actually, yes. Yes, I was. On,
where is it, Epiphany?
Not Epiphany. On the Honeybee file. And also on, what's the one with Aziz and Subliminal?
Oh, yeah, Drip the Mic.
Drip the Mic, yeah. Those are the, I've been featured on those two programs. So,
you got to send me those. You got to send me those. I want to see what you sound like being featured.
What you mean you put them away like that?
I didn't keep the recording. I have the memory. I have the experience. But I will definitely find them, and I'll send them to you when I do. But I
appreciate
the invitation. I will be on there Tuesday evening.
Oh, no, I ain't nobody. You got to talk to at least one more person.
I know.
I am just Jay. That's it. Nothing more.
I'm an inboxer. I will. I'm an inboxer. Definitely. Definitely.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah.
Y'all can have a whole Saturday night thing going on over there on the Tuesday.
Yeah. Yeah,
if Stan was to come, that would be a killer.
Oh yeah, Stan, you need to come on there, yo. That would be awesome. That would be so awesome. Oh yeah.
All right, Tuesday night, where and when?
Okay,
don't sound so excited, Stan.
No, seriously,
a lot of enthusiasm. Okay, Jay, just send Stan the info in his inbox. You know his name, Stanley Phillips. Just send him the what's his name? The info in his inbox. That way, yeah, Stan, me and you can go skipping down the Yellow Brick Road right on in there. Jay.
What y'all been talking about tonight, sis? Yes, ma'am.
Oh, a little bit.
What y'all been talking about tonight? All right, go ahead. Help me out. One of y'all.
Open mic.
We
whatever.
Let's see. It is. It's open mic. It's always open mic here on Poetic Therapy. Always. It's never a topic of discussion. This is why it's called Poetic Therapy. Yeah.
I'm using my real name tonight because normally I don't want nobody to know I need therapy. That's kind of like a personal thing, but you know. It's easy for the doctors to go in and state their name, but, you know, the patients that come in, you know, they come in with bags over our heads, the whole nine, you know, because nobody wants to admit to need therapy.
Well, that's what we're here for. That's what we're here. And guess what?
Laugh out loud, Stan. Laugh out loud,
Stan. I'm telling you.
Look.
I just had a visual of somebody strolling in there with a bag on their head.
I did, too. As soon as he said it, they got the little holes cut out for the eyes and stuff. Sit down.
I know.
Like the unknown
I'm Don
comic.
Miller. And
remember
your name? What are you asking for?
Right. Who are you?
I came in with a pillowcase one night. That didn't go over too well. I was like, hey, this ain't that type of party.
Oh, my God.
So somebody gave me a bag at the door. Your receptionist gave me a bag at the door, so I appreciate them. They are all right with me.
There you go.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, Jay.
Yeah.
What did you bring us to listen to tonight?
I had did this piece last June. It was in the middle of summer. It was hot. I've been on this thing about trying to transform myself in my poetry, and this is the piece that I had came up with. I'm going to go ahead and get into it and chop it up with y'all afterwards. Actually, I had wrote this piece for a poet, and you know what? It's something about me. It's just something about me, and I don't give a damn. I don't give a flying whatever. But I had wrote this piece for this poet, and this poet kind of looked at it like it was garbage. And I was like, all right, cool. And the reason why I gave it to the poet, because I know the poet, at least at that time, was on a higher level than me. And I wanted to see what they could do with a writing that was bigger than I was. And they chose not to use it, because they loved it. All right, here it is.
They love it. The mic is yours.
Thank you. This winter has been especially long and cold. It has frozen the tears and nipped the tips off of the toes. The wind that was once a fierce hawk now howls the howl of the desert eagle that blows through and through as though you were naked, although you are in your heaviest vestments. This is a tapestry etched in ice on clearance below zero and is fetching a constant price. It's a crying shame when a man says, I have ice in my veins. He must be going insane because he is saying, I am in searing pain. The air is like metal and all exposed flesh is as a moist tongue. And every breath hardens the mucus in the lungs. Foreboding crystal columns of impending doom wait patiently like sentinels hanging from fortresses of solitude. Many woodland creatures who used to venture and whose offspring would frolic for joy in the spring rains shall not evermore. As they lay peacefully in their sarcophaguses of ice and snow. Only black then gray separates the day from the night. These bitterly cold lessons are taught by a frosted finger that swarms every crack like a horde of mosquitoes until you are numb to the needles. To traverse this type of cold, our minds revert to a more basic mold. Move forward, cold. Move forward, it's cold. Even the driveway can be a long, long road when the air is as steel, and even the ice, time is locked in ice on these aurora borealis-less nights in peace.
Wow. Aurora borealis. That's such a beautiful thing to see. Oh, man. Oh, man.
I wish I ever get enough money to go check that out.
Wow. My co-host call has seemed to have dropped, and I don't think he'll be able to get back in here, but it's okay because I got this. I got this.
Right. I'm going to need proof of life, Danielle. I don't trust you didn't do nothing to stay within that during that duration of that poem.
It's all good. Yeah, I got love for people. I ain't trying to hurt nobody. Trust me. If anything, I'm a refuge. Okay? I'm a place of refuge. I'm not the one that gets rid of you. Okay?
You are good people,
it's
Danielle.
It's all right,
Stan. That's for
real. It's all right, Stan. You know what? I keep telling y'all we are charged. This is our charge from the Creator to take care of one another. I love people until they show me they're ugly. Then I got to love them from a distance, you know. But it's still all good with me. That's just how I am. And trust me, if you knew what I've been through, you'd be like, how in the hell did you turn out like for real?
Yeah.
It's all good.
And that's the truth. We never know what the other person went through. You know, we might say, this person right here, I don't deal with them for this reason, or I don't deal with them for that reason. But we don't know what got that person to that point. And sometimes a kind ear, listening to a person and being empathetic, you can get the most out of yourself and the most out of that person.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's just the way that I'm designed. I can't, you know, if there are certain people that I will keep my distance from, but I don't have any hate in my heart because it does no good. None whatsoever. It makes you sick, actually. It really does.
It really does.
I'm speaking from experience, you know, it's no reason to have that kind of energy coming out of me. Like, oh, well, that's just the person I got to learn to stay up, fucking away from because they on some other shit. that I'm not on.
Right.
So I'm gonna leave alone, you know, before I do wind up doing something. You know, I got sense. I'm sensible. But I got a genuine love for human, you know, for mankind. And that's just the way I am, you know.
Man, that's the truth. I mean, we just have to do a better job at reaching out to one another.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's what I was stressing earlier. Y'all stay in contact with this people that care about y'all, man, people that love y'all, that really genuinely want to know if you're okay. They want to lend a hand. Please don't keep to yourself. That's not good.
Right.
We weren't put here to be in solitude, to be by ourselves. It's okay to fall back for a little bit. But every once in a while, you got to open the door, open the window, step your ass outside and be like, I'm here, y'all. You know? Then you know
right.
About your
regardless
stuff.
Of what
you
everybody else
okay.
think, I'm here.
Exactly.
You know, that's been my
exactly.
thing. I just have to accept who I am. And, you know, I got one of those personalities. Either people love me or they hate me. But they know immediately.
Okay. Well, I say it
they
like
know
this. That's right. You either love me or you love to hate me. One or the other. There is no in between.
No.
That's
no
just
in-between.
The way it is. And I'm speaking from experience again. People either they adore me, they love me, or they love to hate me because there's something about me that they just know it's right, it's okay, but they don't like that shit.
Right.
I really don't care though. I learned to looking outward to people, you know what I mean? And it is
exactly.
what it is. You know,
you know
it's
certain
good.
Things
I
about
like
my personality I'm constantly working on. And the thing that I noticed that I would like really not like about other people, a lot of times those would be aspects of myself I was trying to change.
Mhm. Mhm. People, I found that people try to change you over the years to suit their mess, their situation, their life, their mindset, their way of thinking, and it just don't work like that for me. Okay. I used to fall victim to that because I didn't know. The guidance that I had was different. It was just different.
Right.
You know? And I had to find out a lot of things on my own at a very, very young age. I learned how to depend on myself at a very young age. But that was a very hard lesson that I learned. But it was a lesson nonetheless that I did learn from. And I carry everything that I've been through with me. I remember, you know, I have memories of everything, but I take the good that I learned from it out of it, and I keep that with me. I don't harbor the negativity. You know, the memory will always be there, but I don't hold on to none of that pain. I release that shit. Trust me. I like being giggly and smart mouthed and silly.
Right, and enjoying life.
I am. That's right. That's right. Why not? Shoot. And I'm a simple woman. I don't require a lot. So I'm good. I'm good with nature, my writing. As long as I got my pen and my crochet needle and my music,
right.
I'm good. I promise you I'm good.
Right. And people can
things.
Only add to that.
Okay.
You don't let them take away from that.
That's right. That's right. And they add every day, honey. Trust me. They don't scare me, but most of them shock the hell out of me sometimes. I'm you.
Right.
Like,
you can't stop it from doing that now.
Okay. It's all good, though. It's all good. I'm just drinking up this water like crazy. Lord.
But, Gail, yeah. You know, you and Stan and did some with this Saturday night. I'm going to be checking y'all out. Me and the wife was working on the fish tank. This fish tank has been wearing me out, but you know it looked good on Tuesday though when I be going to the porch corner and it be behind me.
Mm-hmm.
People talk more about the fish tank than what I said in my inbox.
Oh wow, that's what's up. That is definitely what's
yeah.
up. Post that, that's what's up. I'm a fan of your wife's work. It's very satisfying to watch her spin. And
you need to try it. you need to try it. It's very therapeutic.
Like
since we're on the therapy end of this. Well, you know, if you go over there to YouTube, J&J Productions, Acrylic Arts, we walk you through it step by step. You know what, since you're doing the crochet and the rest of that, the same way like when you get done with a big crochet job or even a small one, you can actually see what you did with your time.
And that is a passion of mine. Just like my ink is my passion, crocheting. I love creating with that. It's so many different things that I was blessed to learn how to do. My hands, I'm gifted, and I appreciate it that I have that gift, you know. And it brings joy to people. People love crochet stuff. They be like, this should last forever. Ooh, I can pass this down. And, you know, and you would
have
it. really
you know what, over the past couple of years, crochet clothing has entered into the runways and all the rest of that type of stuff.
It looks
really good. I had my wife a hat and a long cloak, and she has some earrings made from the crochet and the bracelets and the rest of that. And that thing is very nice. And when she wear it, people just compliment the hell out of it.
Did you see my, you probably didn't see it, but I put a video up there on Valentine's Day trying to give people a little boost and tell them, you know, don't just because you don't have nobody, you know, on this day, that don't mean, you know, that don't let that get you down. But I had on a red, I had made a red kind of like, not a cape, it's a wrap. To go over my shoulders, and I made my little red headband out of the hearts.
Oh, get out of here, little red ride.
Yeah. Oh, honey, I have my red lipstick on. I had red nails. I had a red bodysuit underneath. I was cute.
Right. Hey, wear that Tuesday. Wear that Tuesday, man. Wear that Tuesday.
Oh, Lord. Oh, my goodness. I'll see. I gotta
fire engine red.
Lord, not all of it. Oh, Lord. That was just keeping up with tradition for that day. I don't know. Red screens, very, very, very available, come to me, and I don't know if I want to put that statement out there.
Right. For the first maiden voyage, total red.
I might. I'll see. I might do that.
If
I can do that. I can do that, definitely. Yeah. You know, maybe throw some curls up in my locks. Okay. I think this is going to be huge.
So. Jay Rob's going to be there, too.
Oh, Sookie.
Oh, yeah, Jay Rob's going to be there, too.
Oh,
you know your partner, Prime, be there.
Yeah, I know she's there. I stay in the background. I listen to y'all every Tuesday night. I'm right there because I subscribe channel on YouTube, so it pops up for me, and I just like,
right.
Come on. And I click
like Tracy
Ullman. Yes, indeed. I love it. I really, really love it. But I'm great in this program. And I really, really appreciate the conversation and the time to stay here, hang out with me and my co-host, Drop. Stand aside, man. You know, it'll work out.
He better
for
be
us,
all right, too, man.
Saturday after next.
I want to see his paper with I want to see his face with a brand new newspaper next to it. I want to make sure the dude's all right.
Oh, man. See, that's what's up, definitely. And thank you so much for coming through, Jay. I truly, truly appreciate it. I really do. And
I love it.
Okay. Oh, man, we love having you. It's always an open mic here for you. And with that, I'm going to say one love, one mic.
Take care, sis.
All right. Wow, ladies and gentlemen, this was an awesome program. I really, really appreciate all of you coming out tonight and calling in, showing love as always. You know, in my book, everybody's a superstar. Everybody. I really, really am a fan of all of you that call in and put your pieces for me. And like I always say, it's always an open mic here for y'all. If you want to talk, just put your piece or whatever, come on through. Come on through. You are welcome. You know, and I want you guys to continue to love yourselves. Get that good relationship going with yourself inside. That way, you know, spirit is, it resides in there. And that way, you know, he knows that you love him for real. You're being true. And continue to love one another. I want you to stay safe, okay? If you got to, you know, fall back, just fall back. But also keep in touch. We'll know that you are still with us, okay, because we love you. There's somebody out there that loves you and cares about you. Don't stay away from us, all right? Wear your mask. Practice your social distancing. Love on one another. Get that good relationship going. And with that, I'm going to say peace.
Hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad, but violence. I hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I thought to God he must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then I tote tag it. One last, I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys, or my granny still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the right cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah, tell me when does cry. Do you hear him, love?
Do you hear him, love? Do you hear him?
And if my shit go down, tell me who will afford. And they won't let me live, even when remorse that I give. When they gon' rejoice and forgive, tell me how I stay positive. When they never see good in me, even though I got good in me, don't mean he won't redeem me. No!
It seems that all the autumn leaves
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.